Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And joining me in the studio today is Joel Hansen, the Sitka Program Director for Sale. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Meredith.
And Joel, you have been in this position with Sale for a couple years now. Tell us, what exactly does Sale do? I know you're here to talk about a specific event, but for those who might not know.
Yeah, it's always great to share the broader information about Sale. So Sale's mission is to inspire personal independence. And with that, it means that we work with seniors, anyone over the age of 60, or anybody that experiences a disability. In helping them achieve independence. So for some people, that might mean employment programs. Some people, that might mean recreation. It's a really wide variety, and we try to meet people's needs where they're at. So we, really enjoy working with the community.
Wonderful. And so you're here today to talk about, you have a partnership with Allen Marine, and as part of that, you are offering a cruise. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the partnership and how this cruise came about.
Yeah, it's a really great partnership. One thing that Sail does is we provide accessibility training to different organizations. One of those key organizations is Allen Marine. So in all of our offices, actually, in Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka, we do accessibility trainings for the staff in the spring as they onboard their staff for the summer. And then in return, they donate a cruise to us, which we take folks out on and get to go out and see some wildlife and just really enjoy the partnership. And we also really love the accessibility trainings as well. Those are really great events for us where we get to share a little bit about what we care about at Sail with some other organizations in town.
And so this cruise is coming up. It's pretty soon. It's coming up this Friday. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect on the cruise. Who should be getting tickets?
Yeah. So the cruise is similar to many of the other Allen Marine cruises in town, but ours hopefully is very exciting because it's a sunset cruise on Friday evening at 5:30 to 8:30. And hopefully we'll be able to see some great wildlife. In the past, we've gone around the Sound, over to Cruise Off sometimes, over by like Kanga Bay and that area. We've seen lots of whales, lots of sea lions, lots of sea otters. So we expect to see some really great wildlife. Hopefully there's a great sunset. I don't know if any of you or you, Meredith, saw the sunset last night, but it was pretty fantastic. So we're hoping for another great sunset on Friday. And there's also some other offerings. We have food, and that is always an appeal for some people. We'll have heavy appetizers, mm-hmm. some refreshments, nice. Things like that. And it should be a really great time.
And you're also having music, which tell us what the music will be like.
Yes, so we were able to partner with the crew at Porch Fest, and they were able to find us a musician to sort of play for us. And we're really grateful for Porch Fest for helping us partner on that, and super excited for their event on Saturday as well. We'll be sure to attend that one. So we have Liz Lubin playing music for us, and I have never heard her play, but I heard that she'll be great sort of background vibe music for everybody, and it'll really pair well with the wildlife and sunset cruise. So we're super excited for that and thankful for all the folks that have helped out with coordinating that piece.
Music and appetizers and a sunset cruise, pretty hard to beat.
Yep.
So for folks who are interested, how much are tickets and where can people buy tickets?
Yeah, so because it's a partnership with Allen Marine, all the proceeds from tickets go directly to Sail and in supporting our programming. And tickets can be purchased in a variety of different ways. They're $75 and can be purchased at Old Harbor Books or online at sailinc.org. And then if neither of those work for you and you just want to give us a phone call, you can always just call us and we can do the ticket purchasing over the phone. And our direct phone number for our office here in Sitka is 888-500-7245. And yeah, so there's a wide variety. We want to make it easy for you all to get tickets. So just give us a call if that's what's most simple for you.
Wonderful. And you mentioned this earlier, Joel, if you don't want to go on the cruise or you're not able to, but are still excited to support SAIL, want to make sure someone else can go on the cruise, there's a way to do that. Tell us about the scholarship.
Yeah, thanks for that question. Yeah, we have a scholarship pool. So if, like Meredith said, if you're not able to go, or if you, you know, have been on Allan Marine cruises before or something comes up for you, you can always contribute to our scholarship fund, and then we'll use that scholarship fund to call the folks that we work with at SAIL and make sure that all those folks are able to go if they want to go. The $75 is not a financial barrier to anyone. So I really love that part of the program. It's really fun for us as staff to be able to go out with the folks that we regularly work with in a more serious or businessy way, I guess, for us to go out and just have some fun with the folks that we're working with. And a lot of the folks we do work with mention it all the time that they always want to go on the Allan Marine cruise with SAIL. So that is a really key part of this cruise that we just get to see a wide variety of people able to attend the event.
And if the weather sticks to what we're seeing this morning, if it's anything like this Friday, mm-hmm. it should be a really beautiful event.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. And we'll make sure to say the phone numbers and contact information at the end again. Don't worry. But before we do that, so I know you talked about how to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. Where are we actually meeting and what time should people arrive?
Yeah, so the cruise will head out from the Centennial Hall, Net Shed, City Float, so right there in that corner in kind of Crescent Harbor area. And the boat starts loading at 5 p.m. and then heads out at 5:30 and then should be back by 8:30. So, and if you need any help with getting on and off the boat or getting in and out of your car, you can always get dropped off right at the front there, and then Allan Marine staff and SAIL staff will be there to help you up and down the ramp and in and on and off the boat as well. And hopefully our accessibility training with Allan Marine went really well, and they'll be able to make sure everybody's comfortable and gets on and off the boat easily. So yeah, I'm sure that they will. They had a great training with us.
And what about if you don't have a way to get to Crescent Harbor?
Yeah, so we are also able to provide transportation as well if that is a challenge for you. We have somewhat limited capacity. We have a 12-passenger van that we're able to load people on and off, and should be able to pick folks up at most places in Sitka. It is a pretty big van, so there's a couple of driveways and roads that are a little challenging for us. If anybody needs a ride, we'd be happy to pick them up and, get you over there to Centennial for the cruise.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to reiterate just for listeners who are excited but maybe didn't quite get all the information. This is a cruise 5:30 to 8:30 this Friday. It's a fundraiser for SAIL's programming. If you're interested, tickets are $75, available at sailinc.org. In person at Old Harbor Books. You can email sitka@sailinc.org or call 888-500-7245. So lots and lots of ways to buy tickets. And the boat will start loading at 5 p.m. You can contact SAIL if you have questions about accessibility or transport or anything else. And you can look forward to a sunset, hopefully beautiful like last night, and heavy appetizers, music, hopefully some wildlife. Did we miss anything there, Joel?
No, I think that was awesome. Thanks for...
Okay. Yeah. And before we leave, I want to hear a little bit about this. I know this is not the only thing that SAIL is doing this spring or summer. Can you just give us a little bit of a taste of what else SAIL is doing this summer?
Yeah. So, we always love doing events like this, but that's definitely not our main thing. So I wanted to mention that coming up this summer, we have the biggest thing is the summer work program for youth ages 14 to 21. So that's a employment program where youth can be either placed in a trail work crew or around at individual placements in town. So that is a really great program. We've done that for, I think this is coming up our fourth year now. And we really love that. And then also we just have, you know, our normal recreation, which is pretty well known around town, but it doesn't always hurt to mention it again. So we have a lot of recreation programming coming up in the summer. We definitely try to pick it up with more adventurous activities like hiking and kayaking and maybe some biking and things like that. Yeah, in addition to the employment program and recreation program, we're just there to help folks. If you need assistance with anything, really, we're always a great place to call and ask. And if we can't provide it ourselves, hopefully we'll be able to refer you to another agency in town or somebody else that can give you a hand. So sales, there's almost 30 employees at SAIL region-wide, and just because, you know, we only have 5 here in Sitka doesn't mean we can't help you with some other program as well. So there's a lot of people and a lot of brains that are able to help out with challenges that people are facing. So thanks.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Joel. We've been joined by Joel Hansen, the Sitka Program Director for SAIL. He told us a little bit about a fundraiser cruise coming up this Friday. If you are interested or have questions, you can go to sailinc.org, email sitka@sailinc.org, or call 888-500-7245. Thanks for joining us this morning, Joel, and we'll be back in a moment with the weather.